You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Last week we began a sermon series on critical race theory and its implications. And really, to understand critical race theory, we really need to go back to the beginning, to go much beyond even current times, but to go back not even to the founding era, but even prior to that. You may have heard the phrase. I've heard it. I've heard politicians say it. I've heard President Biden say it, that slavery is America's first sin. Now, we're going to actually look at slavery. We're going to look at the bad, the ugly. We're going to also expose some things that you may not have known about slavery in America and slavery throughout the world. And we will look at the Bible and look at the actual very first recorded instance of slavery that we have. But first, you may have heard, again, that slavery is America's first sin. This comes from the 1619 Project. I am, by the way, going to be today referring to a video by historian David Barton. You can watch this on YouTube. We'll link to it on our website under the comments or under the section for this sermon. Also on our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. Our website is covenanttabernacle.com, and on our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, our YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle. But David Barton has a video called Debunking the 1619 Project, Is America Racist? David Barton teaches on the truth about America. Also, his son, Tim, spoke at a pro-life legislators conference, and his speech or his presentation was titled A Response to the 1619 Project. So he's actually looking at the 1619 Project. If you're not familiar with the 1619 Project, Nicole Hannah Jones, one of the people in the New York Times, came out, and the premise of the 1619 Project is that America did not become America in 1776, when we actually did become America, separating from Great Britain. The premise is America actually was birthed in 1619, and 1619 becomes significant because that's when the first shipload of slaves arrived in Jamestown, Virginia. And that's when America started, according to the 1619 Project. It was a birth of slavery. It was all birth on slavery. In fact, there is a kind of, here is the kind of their founding statement. The 1619 Project is a major initiative of the New York Times observing the anniversary of the beginning of American slavery. It aims to reframe the country's history, understanding 1619 as our true founding and placing the consequences of slavery and the contributions of Black Americans to the very center of our story we tell ourselves about who we are. They also, in the 1619 Project, claim that all Black people were fighting for the actual abolition of slavery and to make themselves free, and that the whites were actually oppressing them. In fact, they don't even mention the whites that actually were abolitionists. They don't mention the states that abolished slavery. They don't mention that even before 1776, our country, actually, there were states that had actually passed legislation to abolish the slave trade. That legislation, by the way, was overturned, overruled, or vetoed by the King of England. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value, not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability. Our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can value and respect each other despite our differences. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that. And we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. And that's what we do here at a Faster PC Radio. We answer your computer questions. So you want to jump on in and definitely let us know that you are here and that, you know, we can actually answer your computer questions. So we are streaming a Faster PC Radio right now, and you can get your computer questions answered. That's what we do, and we are here. We have a good show for you. By the way, if you missed any of last week's show, you can go and watch it. One of the things that we talked about last week is, in addition to answering computer questions, we actually discussed a new threat that has been discovered from
on a cell phone. You want to actually check that out. Go and watch that video. If you miss that, and make sure that you are updating your cell phone so that you are not at risk. This was a zero-click exploit that actually threatened people. So this is something that definitely you want to check out and make sure that you're watching out and protecting yourself. We want to alert you to this and to let you know. And of course, you can watch last week's show, and you'll be able to be a part of that, to watch it, to check that out. And so definitely one of the things that we want to let you know also, of course, we are here ready to answer your computer questions. We did have a customer that came in the store Saturday, and this customer actually has a tracheotomy. And he said he was thinking about calling up the show, but it's difficult for him to speak on the phone. And that's understandable. One of the things we've mentioned on a regular basis, whether it's just, you know, maybe you're too shy, maybe you don't want to speak on the radio, whatever, maybe it's difficult for you to speak on the radio because of a physical disability or a physical limitations that you may have. You can definitely head over to our Facebook page, and you can type into the comment section, and I will monitor that from periodically. I'll be monitoring that so you can actually we can actually see what your questions are. And of course, as we mentioned, if you have questions throughout the week, we do have a spot where you can actually enter that question in. One thing we did show on the radio last week as well is we showed actually information, or we actually showed a before and after of a computer booting with a platter hard drive. Now, to be perfectly fair, the platter hard drive was failing. Another platter hard drive would be probably faster. In fact, a new one would be faster than what the old one was. But with the SSD drive, it was about 13 to 15 seconds to the login screen. And I was typing the password on both examples. I was typing the password with one finger, with one hand, because I was actually holding the camera with the other hand, because I didn't really have a good way to. Sometimes, you know, I was flipping back and forth from the front camera to the back camera, and sometimes it's a little bit difficult to do that. So that's what we actually looked at. You can actually go and watch that. Look at that. It's a pretty cool demonstration there, where you actually get to see the changes and get to see the difference that an SSD drive can make. One of the things that we did actually mention for we just provided a quote for a server for a customer, and the customer kept going out to a big name computer company and getting a quote from them. And he would come back and he would say, well, what about this quote? And we would say, well, you can go with that if you want, but it's going to be slower than the server you already have. They literally were quoting him a new server with platter hard drives. Now, these platter hard drives, they do have platters. We've actually shown these on a Faster PC radio here. They have platters that kind of like a CD disc, but they're metal, and they're actually typically 3.5 inches, and a 3.5 inch drive, they're a little bit smaller than 3.5 inches, and a 2.5 inch drive that would go into a laptop, it would be smaller than that. But you have these platters that are spinning around, Normally, there's going to be two to three of them, sometimes even four of them per drive. There's arms that move back and forth. The data is stored magnetically. Because of all the moving parts, they have a high failure rate. Also, because of the moving parts, in addition to that, they also have issues where they're slow. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest hang up is they are slow. And this is something that definitely, you know, we wanted to do. We just said, you know, you can, it's your money. If you want to spend your money on a computer that's slower, you can certainly do that. You know, everyone is welcome to do what they want to do. But, you know, why would you actually spend your money on something that's slower? That doesn't make any sense to spend your money on something that's slower. I actually spoke with the gentleman's son, and the son knows, you know, more about computers. And he said when he actually looked at the technology, and he looked at the quote, and he saw that they had Potter hard drives in there. He said, there's no way we're going to go with that. You know, so sometimes, you know, if you don't understand some of the things, sometimes, you know, hey, if you can get some help, If you can get someone that does know a little bit, that can help you out, that's something that can help out. And you know, it's something that definitely you want to make wise decisions, whether you're buying a computer for your own house, or whether you're actually buying a personal computer, a computer that you're going to use in your business, whether you're going to actually buy a system that you're going to use, for a server. It's important to make sure that you are getting a computer that is faster than the one that you have. And I know not too long from now, you know, of course, there are some businesses that are thinking about updating their computers right now. But I know that not too long from now, quite a few individuals will be thinking about going out and buying computers, and we'll actually in the next probably in November we'll start actually looking at talking about what you would want to look for in a computer if you're going to go out and buy one, because you don't. This is one of the big things that we've gone over this every year. For the last few years, you don't want to go out and spend money to buy a computer that's slower than the one you already have. You know, you can do what you want to with your money, but if you're going to buy a new computer, you at least want it to perform better than the one that you have. And what we have seen sometimes is some of our customers go out and buy one, and they're looking more at how much they're going to spend versus how much they're actually what they're actually going to get out of the money that they're spending. And they end up buying a computer that's slower than the one they already have. And no matter how good of a deal, no matter how little you pay, I don't consider it a good deal to spend money on something that's worse than what you already have. If what you already have, you don't have to spend anything for it. To go out and buy something and spend money to get something worse than what you have doesn't make sense to me.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. We are back. We're ready to get your questions, ready to resolve your computer problems, and in the shop. We are here to provide you a service today. And that service is we can help you answer computer questions, help you resolve computer problems. You know, sometimes customers tell me that they don't know enough to call this show and ask a question. And that really isn't true. All you have to know is that there's something that you don't know. I mean, no one knows everything there is to know about computers. I don't know everything there is to know about computers. I have my specialties. Robert in the shop has his specialties. There are certain things that he does, and I do some.
of what he does, but he's more specialized in some of what he does. And I'm more specialized in some of what I do. And we can help each other out. He has more specialization or I have more specialization. We can help each other out. And we do that. But there's no one that knows everything there is to know about computers. So if you do have computer problems or computer questions, you can actually give us a call or just text us type into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now. I do check over there periodically, and we'll check over there and just make sure that we're not missing any questions over there. So, one of the things that it is happening out there is that there is a lot of scams, a lot of threats that are happening out there. We have seen quite a few of our customers over the years and even recently that have fallen for scams. And so we do highlight these and mention these to you just so that you can know, so that you can protect yourself. And you have to be a little bit aware to some extent. Some of these come in via email, some come in where you receive a phone call. Sometimes you're browsing the web and all of a sudden a screen pops up that says that you're infected and to call this number. We have people that say, hey, I called Microsoft to help me out with this situation, or I called HP to help me out with this situation. And one thing you need to realize, and this is one thing that we've talked about, is first of all, you want to make sure that you're calling who you think you're calling. Just because what you're looking at says that it's Microsoft, or says that it's HP, or says that it's another company, doesn't mean that it necessarily is so. We've even seen situations, there even have been situations where people have, let's say, gone out and bought a new printer, and that new printer had a piece of paper in it. If you have any problems, call this number for help. And lo and behold, that number was not associated with the company that created the printer. So how did that happen? Well, someone in the factory was paid off to put that piece of paper in the printer boxes. Someone that would have access to the last part of packaging, maybe access to putting the paperwork in the box. When you open up the box, there's always paperwork there, right? Well, even when you see a paper in a box of a new component that you bought, just because there's the number there doesn't mean it's the correct number. And this is one thing that happens on a regular basis. One of the things that we say, verify. There's an old saying, I believe it was Ronald Reagan, that said, trust but verify. And one of the things we see is that a lot of times the people that are falling for these scams are people, members of an older generation, where you could trust people, where you could shake hands and that settled an issue. And unfortunately, not everyone today has that same moral ethic. And especially when you're dealing with people that you don't know where they're from, what country they're from, whether they're criminals or not. And really many of these at best they're scammers. And you wanna watch out for this. You want to realize also that even when you have a situation where, let's say you're actually going out and you're having a situation where you go and you look at and you do a search for a particular company. And we showed this, we actually demonstrated this on this show probably about a month ago. We actually demonstrated opening up Microsoft Edge and going and doing a search for the Microsoft account login page. And on Edge, which is a Microsoft browser, using Bing, which is the Microsoft search engine. And the reason I thought to do this was that I did this on a customer's web, on a customer's computer, and I saw that the first entry was actually an ad to a place other than Microsoft's site. So this is just, if you really are ever wondering whether the some of the search engine companies out there have your best interest in mind, just use this as an analogy, or use this as an example. Here you have a Microsoft browser, a Microsoft search engine, and you're searching to find the Microsoft website. And the first page that comes up is an ad where someone has paid Microsoft to take you to someplace other than Microsoft.com. Think about that for a minute. And where was it taking? Well, it took, if you can go back and you can watch the video, but it actually took us to a page where they tried to sell us tech support. When I didn't want to buy tech support, then they wanted for me to sign up with a Get Answers page where I could pay $1 a month and I could get answers. Well, all I need to know is the login page to Microsoft.com. So make sure always, and I'll switch over to a desktop so you can actually see what I'm doing. If you're watching on our Facebook page, by the way, if you're not watching on our Facebook page, that's okay. You can head over there at your convenience to our Facebook page and you can watch this. So anyway, one of the things that you can do actually over here is you can actually go over here and in you can search the web right here, or you can actually search the web in the address bar. The address bar is the top page. And just so you can see this, you know, if we go to Microsoft, so we'll just do Microsoft account login. Now, in this case, it actually, maybe they heard my show last time, because in this case, the first page is actually the Microsoft page. The second one is the Microsoft page. So, you know, and actually the top few are the Microsoft page. So they may have corrected that, but you know, we demonstrated it a few weeks ago where they didn't. And this just goes to show you, you know, again, it looks like they've corrected that issue, or at least for now. Maybe they don't have anyone that's willing to pay them for that right now. Or maybe they heard about a Faster PC Radio doing that expose on them. But you want to make sure that you are at the page to find a phone number. And a lot of times, by the way, these companies don't want you to know a phone number. They don't want you to call them. If you do want to call them, like here's even a contact us. Let's see if they even have a phone number. By the way, if they do have a phone number and you're calling Microsoft, most likely you're actually going to be paying for a service, unless you did just pay for a service. So you can open up. So here's the contact us. See, we can open up the Get Help app or Get Support in the browser instead. So we actually, and we have to actually type what we want to get there. They don't really want you to call them. And if you do call them, you know, well, by the way, what's the issue with calling them? Well, calling them is they have to have an employee to answer the phone, and they're trying to limit the number of employees that they have. You know, and of course, when you do talk to someone, a lot of times you're going to be talking to someone in a foreign country making considerably less than what they would make if they were working in the United States. It's difficult sometimes to understand what they're saying, difficult to communicate with them, but it is something that and you know, to make matters worse, there's not only an understanding barrier because the person you're speaking with does have an accent that's different than what we're used to understanding. And also, English is a second language to them, so they do a lot of times understand limited English, and they are listening to what you're saying. Maybe it's their system might be transcribing what you're saying, or maybe they're typing what you're saying, and they get a list of potential responses and potential solutions, and they're reading from a screen. So they, a lot of times, you know, even if you talk to someone in the United States, a lot of times they really don't have a clear understanding of what happens and how to solve it. They don't really have a clear understanding of the issues that you're dealing with. They just know what actually pops up on the screen as a solution. And of course, the people that have built this, the back end of this, build it so that they can take someone that speaks little English or that doesn't have a technical understanding of everything there is to know. And they can actually describe to you, they can actually provide solutions that will work in many situations. The problem is when you have a situation that deviates from the standard, the person you're speaking with doesn't understand how to deal with that. But that's why they don't want really to, they want to limit the amount of phone calls because it does cost money, even if they have someone from a foreign country, or even if they have someone in America that doesn't understand really the technology side of it or the solutions, they still have to pay them money. It is difficult to get a phone number for these companies, but make sure if you are calling these companies that you're calling them from a phone number that you find on their website. And when you go to their website, you want to make sure that you're at, if you're looking for Microsoft, make sure you're at Microsoft.com. Now you see this is support.microsoft.com. Now if this said Microsoft.techsupport.com, then the domain name would not be a Microsoft-owned domain name. The domain name would be actually techsupport.com. So whatever comes before the .com, the .net, the .org, whatever it is that is the URL extension, whatever comes right before that .com, .net, .org, that is the actual domain name. What comes prior to that, preceded by a dot, is the actual subdomain name. In this case, support is a subdomain of Microsoft.com. So when you're at a website, you can actually, and there are scammers that will actually take this website, this Microsoft website, and they'll actually design a website that looks just like this. And they might call their website techsupport.com, and they might have a subdomain of microsoft.techsupport.com. I'm not saying that techsupport.com is a bad site. I'm just throwing out that as an example. You could actually, you want to make sure that you're going to where you think you're going, that you're speaking to who you think you're speaking to, because a lot of people are falling for scams and are falling into traps and not realizing that they're actually having situations where they're getting scammed.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered, or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Yes, you are. Ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve your computer problems as well in the shop. And, hey, we're ready for some football. You know, if you're a football fan, one of the things that you're going to see real soon, and in fact, this coming week, you're going to see something that has never happened before in the history of the NFL. What you're going to see is you're actually going to see a game that is going to be available not on network TV.
You won't be able to get this game. You won't be able to watch this game if you have a cable TV service. You won't be able to watch this game if you have an antenna or if you have a streaming package, unless that streaming package also includes Amazon Prime. Because this is the actual first game. A lot of the Thursday night football games actually starting this Thursday with Tampa Bay versus the Eagles. Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Eagles on Thursday night is going to be streamed on Amazon Prime. Now, it looks like it will be on the on Fox and also on the NFL Network as well. This is something though that will be really, you know, the first time. So this is Thursday night football. It'll actually be live streamed on the NFL Network. It will be you will actually be able to watch it on Amazon Fire TV, also Apple TV, Roku TV, but you'll need an Amazon subscription to do that. So this is going to be a first, and this is the way that you'll be able to actually watch this. Now it's pretty interesting here that, you know, of course, Amazon, what are they hoping to get out of this? Well, they're hoping that you will actually, if you're not an Amazon Prime subscriber, that you'll sign up for Amazon Prime. If you're an NFL football fan, that you'll sign up with Amazon Prime. Well, you know, in addition to being able to get discounts on shipping, you know, get free shipping on a lot of Amazon items, you'll also be able to actually go over and watch this game, and not only this game but several other games as well. Now, I'm not quite sure whether you're going to be able to, and we'll have to do a little bit of investigation on this. Maybe even check it out on Thursday and come back to you and report. But in fact, I'm actually going to be at a meeting Thursday night. So the question will be, will you be able to watch it after the fact? Because typically, like if a game comes on and you have a streaming service, you can actually set that game to actually record. And typically what I will do is I'll set, for instance, I happen to be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I know they've been playing pretty poorly lately, but they're going to be on primetime TV playing Alan Love's favorite team Sunday, the Green Bay Packers. I'll have that game set to record. In fact, I already have it set to record. And what I'll do also is I'll also go in to the next program and set that to record as well. Because sometimes games take longer than what they are anticipated taking. And one time I didn't do that, and it actually happened to be the game between, I think it was a Monday night football game between Pittsburgh and the Browns. And this happened to be the game where Roethlisberger was hurt that season. Ben Roethlisberger was hurt, and Mason Rudolph was in the game, and Myles Garrett, the defensive end for the Cleveland Browns, came after him and actually took his helmet off and was trying to hit him with the helmet. So this is, I missed all that. I was able to watch it on the highlights later on, but the game actually ended. It came to the time that the game was set to end, and there were still 2 minutes left in the game, and I had forgotten to record the next program. And since that time, I have always recorded the next program. You can get rid of it if you don't need it. You can delete it later if you don't need it. But to be able to watch this game on Amazon is going to do a few things. You know, again, it's going to, you know, maybe some people that don't have Amazon Prime will sign up for Amazon Prime. Maybe some people that have Amazon Prime, they're maybe kind of considering, well, you know, should I really keep Amazon Prime or not? Well, if you're a football fan, this is one more reason to keep it. They do, by the way, have some other features that they have been adding, you know, over time, where, you know, you can listen to, you can watch, you know, obviously other television shows and movies, a lot of them for free on Amazon Prime. You can also, they do also have some that you pay for. And in addition to that, you can also listen to music. There's certain music that you can listen to for free. I haven't actually done that, but you can do that. That's something that you can do. And you know, they have even some shows, a lot of the streaming packages, they have new shows that they're offering for free. Now, by the way, I do just want to remind you, or maybe if you don't know, maybe because you weren't listening to the show at that time, at the end of 2019, the last few months of 2019, maybe even the last few months of 2018, I can't remember 100%, but we were actually going into and going over how to stream and how to cord cut. And when we talk about cord cutting, what we're talking about is getting rid of your cable TV service and going with either, you know, we did talk about using antennas and the various channels that you can get through antennas, depending on where you live and what type of antenna that you use. You actually can get quite a bit of, you know, the West Palm stations. If you get a longer range antenna. And you can get some of these antennas, by the way, for like $40, $50, definitely less than $100. I mean, just think about how much you're spending on cable TV. We have some customers that are able to get stations from Orlando, able to get stations from Miami on some of their antennas. And they do have a pole outside their house, and they have their antenna high up, and they have an antenna that they probably spent pretty close to $100 for. But these antennas, they can actually rotate, and you have a button inside that will actually rotate them so that, you know, if you want to get a south facing station, they'll actually turn to the south. Or if you want to get a station from the north or the northwest or whatever, they'll actually rotate to that to point toward that station so that you can get those channels. So we talked about antennas. We talked also about the streaming packages. You know, at that time it was DirecTV Now and also YouTube TV. There are other Sling and there are other service providers. The DirecTV Now became AT&T TV Now, and now it's back to Direct something right now. But you know, there's no telling what they're doing and why, but you know, even a lot of the big name companies, and of course AT&T, which can provide you with cable service through UVerse, they also, you know, own that direct TV Now or whatever it's called right now. They actually own that service, and a lot of the big TV providers are getting in. You can actually even buy, you know, Peacock has a channel. Of course, Apple now has a, you know, they're producing their own stuff. You also have Disney, and Disney has recently purchased the rights to a lot of the Fox, Fox television shows, and also the Fox movies. And they also own now ESPN, and so you can actually get a Disney package that also includes ESPN. There are a lot of different packages that are out there. We went over how to go about that. You do, by the way, still have to have internet service. You're not going to get away without having internet service. You need to have internet service, and And then, you know, there are certain features and certain things you can stream for free, certain things that require subscriptions, and you can choose what subscriptions you want to purchase. And ultimately, you know, you probably in the future, many people will be going with, you know, watching television this way, as opposed to getting a traditional cable package. But, you know, so we actually went over that. I'll actually have to go back through the videos and look at those and see exactly when that was. I'll bring that out to you next week. But it will be interesting to see what happens with these games that are now going to be streamed on Amazon. And I know from listening to some of the sportscasters over the last year or so, there's speculation that Amazon may be, you know, Amazon and some of the other streaming services might be getting into this more so that they can get more customers, so that people will actually sign up for their service. Because if you want to watch a game and it's only on one platform, well, you might subscribe, even if it's only for a month. But once you get in there, maybe you're going to continue to subscribe. That's what they're hoping for. And so that's going to be interesting. We'll have to follow that up. I'll have to look actually and see, because like I said, I won't be watching that game live. I might be able to catch part of it live, but I won't be able to watch the majority of it live. And, you know, it's not my favorite teams. You know, although, you know, Tampa Bay, obviously they won the Super Bowl last year. So they're a pretty, you know, that was a good experience, and definitely good for Florida. And it was neat to see Tom Brady do, you know, get another Super Bowl with another team and just really dominate. You know, I wasn't rooting for Tampa Bay last year, because Tom Brady, he's beat my Steelers so many times. You know, sometimes you just, you know, I respect the quality, I respect the talent that he has. But I don't always root for him because he has beat my team many, 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 many times. But anyway, if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can watch that game, that Thursday night game, on Amazon Prime. We'll have to, you know, again, follow up on that.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Critical Race Theory and Its Implications. Is Slavery America's Original Sin? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value, not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability, our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can value and respect each other despite our differences.